life.
There's a place called cardcash.com. So, like, if you have a $100 gift card from Walmart, they'll give you $84 for it.
I do know that I saw that if you have a $100 Taco Bell gift certificate, they only give you $59. But listen, if you give somebody a $100 Taco Bell gift certificate, why don't you just cut out the middleman and stab them in the heart?
Funny.
I was trying to light the fireplace. There's a thing down here on the bottom. You just push that button, and it'll fire it right up. It had a glass door on it that was closed, so that gas had been building up in there for about, 4 minutes or so. And when it lit, it literally blew me across the living room, and we never saw a fire in that fireplace again because the glass was black.
Local.
Tina from Warrenton, Missouri. And when you and your husband get married on a swingers cruise, that's all I need to know.
Oh, no. From the fresh cut field at Busch Stadium to hot country nights at Ballpark Village. Man, we love St. Louis life. On Broadway, New Country 92.3. Nobody plays more New Country.
These two are going to have a baby, and they wanted Brad to tell them if the baby's a boy or a girl. And so we told Brad about it, and on stage last night, this happened.
This couple is pregnant. This is the gender of your baby, and you want me to reveal it.
It's like you thought we were going to tell you what it was. Come on now. You want to know, you got to go to our Facebook page. We are at Bud and Broadway.
Spell out the word and.
Brad was super cool the way he handled that, though.
Man, we talked to him backstage about it. He was so pumped about doing it.
Has scoffed at the U.S. show of force on Tuesday in a statement from Pyongyang's...
You are just not going to say Pyongyang.
I forget how you say it.
Pyongyang.
Capital Poon.
In a statement from Pyongyang, Korean Central News Agency...
Bud's a Dallas Cowboys fan. Broadway's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. They were gonna switch their allegiance to the Rams, but, well, you know, they moved. Bud and Broadway. The tragedy in Orlando. Heated politics. Anger. Strife. Heartbreak.
Hi, St. Louis. It's Tim McGraw, and it doesn't cost you a penny to be humble and kind.
This week is Bud and Broadway's Humble and Kind Week. Take time to open a door. Say thank you. Visit your mom. Volunteer.
My wife, Daphne, and I have the immense privilege of having a special needs child in our home. We've talked about Grayson on the show before. He's 13 years old. And if you can kind of look at the world through the eyes of a special needs kid, that might help you to figure out a way to be humble and kind to somebody. Because I'll tell you this, when Grayson looks at somebody, he doesn't see color, he doesn't see money, he doesn't see political affiliation, he doesn't see religion. He sees somebody that he can hug. And that's what
that
he does.
So cute.
He hugs everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you, not that I'm encouraging everybody, don't be hugging strangers. That'll get a little awkward. But I'm just saying, if you look at the world like that and you just see a person, just another human being, that makes it so much easier to do something.
Sweet Becca from the Country Mecca.
Now, we have told you time and time again how plugged in Sweet Becca is in the city of Nashville. If you want to know just how plugged in Becca is, right this very minute, Becca is at Starbucks picking up coffee for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
And that is no lie.
Like, are you paying for Tim and Faith's coffee with change? Because I heard change hitting the counter.
I'm counting my pennies.
Here's the 50,000 fist bump challenge.
This Saturday at 3, we're bringing our very first pop-up concert to Gander Mountain off Gravois Bluff. Michael Tyler's going to be the entertainment. He's the guy that wrote Somewhere on a Beach for Dierks Bentley.
And while supplies last, if you're a police officer, come on now. We want to give you tickets to the Old Dominion show.
We're going to give you a chance to go 10-7 and enjoy some great music while you do it.
Are you syndicated or really here?
Here's the proof that we're here. Mac, say hi.
Hello.
I love me some Mac.
Broadway's got on a red shirt.
And Bud's wearing a blue checkered shirt.
You're live. Local hometown St. Louis morning show.
This is my hometown.
Bud and Broadway. Weekdays 5 to 9. New Country 92.3. The Severe Weather Network.
My name is Stacey Robinson. The water is raising really super high. Can you please
send volunteers.
All right, you're looking for help in Arnold off Starling Airport Road.
You guys are the only ones that have been able to help us.
Big Bend at Marshall Road is closed. They just closed Highway 30 to a flood out here right outside of St. Clair.
Governor Greitens has declared a state of emergency and deployed the National Guard across the area due to rising floodwaters.
Karen is an engineer with MoDOT, so she can tell us exactly what's going on. And the big question this morning, Captain Mac,
what's going on with Highway 55?
It's going to be closing soon.
And right now, we have Kelly out live in Jefferson County.
By the way, we're trying something new here.
Yes.
Kelly is actually on Facebook Live right now, so you can see what Kelly is seeing while she's talking to us.
There is the exit ramp onto 141 from 21, and under all that water is Highway 21. You just can't see it.
Chris with the Red Cross.
We've got a couple shelters open. One of the main ones we got is over at Manchester United Methodist Church.
We're downtown Eureka on Central right now. This is where the sandbagging effort's going on.
We live here and care about our neighbors. On air,
online,
on Facebook, live, local,
24/7.
New Country 92.3.
We love their songs, and me, my best friend, always listen to them and jam out to them in the car.
And they're coming to Ballpark Village after the Cards game October 1st. Tickets on sale tomorrow for Old Dominion.
I'm Danny Montana, and I'm sure he does it in every city that he's at, but I did enjoy last Friday night seeing him at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater wearing a Cards hat on stage. Jason Aldean.
I'm not, but everyone in my band is. They all have their phones.
Please announce it.
She was on with Bud and Broadway this morning talking about Pokemon Go, and she'll be in town with Rascal Flatts tomorrow. Kelsey Ballerini.
I love WIL. Nobody plays more New Country
than New Country 92.3.
JT, I got to thinking about this a little bit. He's kind of this guy that your mom wants you to marry instead of the guy that you're currently married to. You know what I mean? You know how moms are? They're like, oh, I wish you would have married this guy. That's Brett Young in a nutshell. JT, you probably know by now that the beloved Taylor Swift wrote this song. Kind of makes sense after you listen to it. Could be about Joe Jonas, maybe Taylor Lautner, John Mayer, Jake Gyllenhaal, Connor Kennedy, Harry Styles, Calvin Harris, Tom Hiddleston, me. It's Little Big Town's better man. If you're wondering what to buy your man this upcoming holiday season, you might want to consider this.
His request was a six-pack of Busch Light and a roll of duct tape.
That voice is Tucker Bethard. He was talking about what Dierks Bentley would want after a tour. Go with the Busch Light, trust me.
Hi, this is Kaylee. I was just at the concert.
Kaylee, what was your favorite moment from the show tonight?
Kane Brown was so great. I love him so much, and I almost cried when I saw him on stage.
From Chesterfield to Collinsville, Dogtown to Darden Prairie. Nobody plays more New Country in your hometown.
I got everything I need. Nothing that I don't.
New Country 92.3.
St. Louis, Missouri.